Morris. Morris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Morris? Long time no talk.
Hey, I planned on talking about how Michigan keeps missing out on all these basketball targets, but I'm listening to the radio late afternoon, and you guys get called out by name by a station down here. And it's a
got called out by name by who?
By a colleague of yours at the news, a decade-long update guy, and a Sparty blowhard. And I guess I already called you out, too, because they said that this station is powered by, a quote, a light bulb.
Wait. I mean, be specific. Be specific. Who are
you? Oh, okay. Mike Valente, Terry Foster, your colleague, and decades-long update guy Matt Derry, of all people, calling
wait,
you
wait,
out.
Wait. All right. Wait, so what exactly were they – you said they called us out. What exactly were they saying?
Well, they were talking about – okay, they're ripping Rich Rod for Justin Turner. Right, ripping them. You know, then we had a caller that called and said, well, hey, you guys aren't getting the story right. So anyway, they got into a back and forth, whatever, and the caller questioned Valente's credibility. And that's when they just started going off, and then they brought you up by name, Sam, a few times. Talking about your credibility. Said you sucked the toes of the Michigan administration. The station's powered by a light bulb. You don't have no credibility. And they're just going off.
Oh, so, okay, all right, I got you. So you telling me the Sparty Gilbert Godfrey is that he's supposed to be the bastion of impartiality then, right? He's supposed to be the harbinger of credible information about Michigan. Man, the dude is a hack. He's a blowhard. Tell him to quit sitting around with Terry Foster bouncing on his lap and go do some real work. Go out there and get some real information. Dude is not going to – he can't give you anything credible about Michigan and then want to talk about credibility. And Terry Foster – you got to be joking. The dude is a walking minstrel show. Step and Fetch It. That's his new name. Sit up there and get punked every day by Mike Valente. He want to talk about me. That verbally emasculated every day. His opinion might be worth something. Mike didn't give it to him. He want to sit up there and pretend like he got some Michigan. So you got to be joking. Terry Foster talking crap. You got to be joking. The dude who pretends he has these surreptitious means to go out and get Michigan information. You got to be joking. How about this? How about this, Morris? Since you listened to that show, how about you call in today and tell Terry Foster to be concerned with his Detroit News articles. Ask him how come I get more hits in a day than he get in a week. Them punk articles he be writing about Weight Watchers and all that stuff he writes about over there. And who else did you say? Who else you thought? The update guy. I don't even know they let update guy speak. Why is the update guy even saying anything? I mean, if it's the update guy, I think you're talking about. I think he was an update guy for another station. That's a pretty interesting career path. Update guy on one station, update guy on another one. He's a glorified errand boy. He's an errand boy.
Sam, I'm an update guy.
Tell him no, but you're an update guy and a host. The dude is an update guy. I mean, know your place. Sit at the little boy's table. I want to tell the dude to focus on getting Terry's coffee, wiping Mike's butt, and reading me my Tiger score from yesterday. And know his place. Stay out of grown folks' business. 8:52 on a Thursday. Let's go back to the phones.